All right, welcome back from recess. It's 11:31. We're on discussion and consideration of the UDAF grant agreement. I don't know if this, did this make it into the packet?
I don't think I had anything.
I don't see it.
It's something we can get while we're here.
Let me see if I can pull it up.
Supposed to be from Sean.
Sean or Brock. Peggy, if I email this to you, could you go make some, print some copies? While she's working on that, I'll give you a rundown. We applied for two separate grants, weed grants this year, and we were only awarded one. The one that we were awarded was for the Birch Springs Draw project area, phase four. And it's in the amount of $75,000 for July 1st, 2025 to July 30th, 2026. So we're down on grant funding for that period compared to last year. But the good news is that based on the cash summary, as of 6/23, the weed fund is at $46,510.76. So we're going into the year in good shape, and we are we'll make do with what we have. Kent, did you? I don't know if it was in the packet, so you may not have had a chance to look at the grant agreement for the Daggett County Birch Springs project area for the weed grant.
Had a chance to look at it.
Peggy's making some copies right now.
It's in the packet. Vicki brought in a packet when she saw it. I got here this morning. She brought in right then.
I don't think this made it into the packet, so you probably haven't had a chance to look at it, but that'll be coming in. But while we're waiting for that, why don't we go to item four, discussion and consideration of ordinance 25-06, imposing a transient room tax. And I think that maybe should be increasing the transient room tax.
Plus, it makes us eligible for the grant for a part of monies collected statewide.
Yep.
I believe.
So
this was sent over from UAC as well, and I just filled in all the spots.
Right. So it's ordinance number 25-06. I believe that's the correct number. An ordinance of Daggett County, Utah, imposing a transient room tax not to exceed 4.5% on short-term rentals of accommodations and services as authorized by Utah Code 59-12-301-1AII. And this is done in coordination, I believe, with the state and an increase that the state is doing.
They passed the legislative act from last year that allows us to do this, yes.
I didn't get it, Matt.
And it was an effort to...
Is it from you, or...?
More simplify what had existed relative to all the rules associated with TRT.
Mm-hmm.
And the different size counties, different things, different math. There was lots of carve-outs, and they've tried to make it most user-friendly for everyone, or most...
I just tried it again, Peggy. So. Oh.
Would you be open for a motion?
I would.
Make a motion to approve ordinance number 2506, an ordinance of Daggett County, Utah, imposing a transient room tax not to exceed 4.5%. Well, we already have TRT, so this is, I guess, tax not to exceed 4.5%.
Well, you said just add two, didn't you, Matt?
Yeah, I think this is an increase.
And the title is on short-term rentals of accommodations and services as authorized by Utah Code, and that is... Short-term rentals of tourist homes, hotels, motels, trailer courts, and similar accommodations, which includes our campgrounds and everything else that currently already pays TRT. It's a lot more than just short-term rentals. But if this is the way it's written...
This was actually drafted by the state attorney that was assigned to draft the documents and get them out to everyone.
Maybe it picks up short-term rentals where they weren't as well picked up before. So I'll make a motion. I'll restate it. A motion to approve ordinance number 2506, an ordinance of Daggett County, Utah, imposing a transient room tax not to exceed 4.5% on short-term rentals of accommodations and services as authorized by the Utah Code 59-12-301-1A-2I.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve ordinance number 25-06. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, Lance, you still with us?
I am still here.
All right, we've got Kent. He's available now. So let's jump back to item...
Six.
Number six, thank you, Randy. Discussion and consideration of Memorandum of Agreement for Indigent Defense Services, Uinta and Daggett Counties, July 1st, 2025 to December 31st, 2025.
This was on the agenda a few weeks ago, and the commissioners approved it, but we wanted to reduce it to an MOA between us and Uinta County. So it's the same MOA that... It's drafted after the MOA we had with them before, and I added language that increased the rate that the commissioners agreed on. So before it was an MOU, since there are obligations to pay monies, I thought an MOA was more appropriate, so I changed it to an MOA, and we added the additional $5,000 some odd dollars that the commission approved. That's the only changes to the prior one. And if Mr. Dean wants it, then I'm going to have a fight. But I actually, his office was very helpful in getting this thing drafted.
Does virtual, under item number 2.5, does virtual meet the definition of meet with us twice per year? And I don't know if Mr. Dean can hear us.
Lance, did you hear that question?
I can hear you. I'm just trying to find 2.5 right now. If you could...
I was being half in jest, full in earnest.
I'm happy to meet with you twice per year. If you want to go, if you want to stick to virtual, I can do it that, or if we can arrange it, I can get up there and love to talk with you.
I think the question was more, do you consider this a meet or a virtual?
I'm not really meeting to review. Well, I guess we kind of are reviewing some defense expenditures, but we're not really talking about the other things in there, the attorney caseload, performance, those kind of things. What I've done is the IDC, my grant provider, wants me to do a yearly attorney review. And so far, the commissioners here, at least in Uinta County, have kind of just given me the latitude to do that review. I let my commissioner, John Larson, know that I did it. They haven't really asked to meet with us on an official level at this point. I think that as long as I come in under budget, nobody seems, they just say, oh, look, just go do your thing. And so far, we've come under budget.
Fair enough.
I do think that we ought to look at it again next year because our county, it fluctuates up and down considerably. I did it in 23, it went very high. 24, a little bit less than 23. So it would be nice to be able to review this and go over the numbers and see where we are. Not trying to put you on the spot, Lance, but I think that's a good... I like the language, and if it's there, then I think if the commissioners would like to, they could either virtually or in person go over it before we renew next year.
Okay.
But your team is doing a great job, and I know that the courts have been pleased with the representation that has happened up here.
Oh, good. That's good to hear. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. And this has already been approved by Uinta County?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it has.
So ultimately, we'll get a fully signed agreement to put in the files?
Lance, has Uinta County signed it already?
Nope, no one's signed it yet. We wanted to start with you.
But I know that the email I got back with my red letter proposed changes, they had accepted it. So I think everybody's on board.
Yeah, they're okay with it. I ran this through Lauren Anderson, who is the civil attorney for Uinta County.
And then your folks are good with it as well? Or your own?
Yes.
Okay. I'll make a motion if you're open to it, unless there's further questions.
I'm ready.
To approve the Memorandum of Agreement for Indigent Defense Services, Uinta and Daggett Counties.
With the time frame?
From July 1, 2025 through December 31, 2025.
And it's renewable if we so choose on a 2-year basis.
Okay, does it take a proactive? You wanted it to renew every year, though.
But we shorted it up for the to get it in line with our budget year.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agreement. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, number 5, thank you, Lance.
You're welcome, thank you.
Discussion and consideration of completed business licenses for A. James Lamb, B. Walton Feed, Inc., C, UBMC Manila Clinic, and D, American Land and Leisure.
All the paperwork in. I'll make a motion we approve the four business licenses stated.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to approve the four business licenses that were stated. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Item 7, discussion and consideration of Resolution 25-07, a resolution declaring the existence of a drought emergency in Daggett County, Utah, pursuant to UCA 17-8-7.
Thank Carrie for her help in getting that put together. That actually, she did a good job on
it. I noticed that the dates in the first whereas were 2017 and 2018.
Okay.
Probably should be
24-25
is probably what I would think.
When I first saw it, I wondered if it was a historical reference, but I think it probably should be 24-25. For it in context.
And I looked at the code section, and it is correct. It does have, it gives the commission the authority to do this.
And then, Jordan, are you still on? Can you hear us, Jordan? Whether she gets on or can hear us or not. Is that something we would want to publicize in some form or another, Facebook or the newspaper?
I am here, so sorry.
Or the newspapers, whatever. And I'm asking, not suggesting. Your thoughts, Ren?
Yeah, I think we have a newsletter. You can put it in the newspaper too,
Long Springs.
Sorry, the doctor was in talking to us. What did you want in the newsletter?
In the event it's approved, the resolution declaring the existence of a drought emergency in Daggett County.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I can get something made up and posted both in the newsletter and on our Daggett County Facebook page.
Okay, the only one. Thank you.
And
then
probably
there's
the
a
website
spelling
too.
Error at the bottom. Then it's Daggett.
Yeah, the bottom.
In the event we were going to post the
actual
document.
One, yes, let's post a corrected one.
An extra E.
So.
Well, we have two T's. And
might as well have two E's.
Yeah.
two G's. Two E's.
And this allows for the, does this start opening the doors for the ag folks to utilize the different programs, whether insurance or anything else for that matter?
It, although whereas is addressed all that.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do think it's an important step to allow folks to take advantage of some of these things.
Okay. Make a motion to approve Resolution 2507 with two changes, the fall winter of 24-25 rather than the 17-18, and then the Daggett County spelling of the third line up on the bottom. And it's a resolution declaring the existence of a drought emergency in Daggett County, Utah, pursuant to Utah Code, Title 17-8-7.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to adopt Resolution Number 25-07. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Kent, do you have the copy? You can make those changes and get it to Verinda?
Yes.
Okay. And then I can sign it. Item number 10, discussion and consideration of surplus of porta-potties.
That was Peggy that wanted to put that on.
She's probably getting food.
Yeah, do we want to wait for her to have that discussion?
What's the best? Is this one we've talked about before?
We've talked about the porta-potties. This is actually talking about surplusing them and what she needs to do, getting your approval to surplus them.
I mean, in our discussion,
oh, as she is.
Had we agreed to surplus them already, or is that the question?
No, we had talked about it.
So we're talking about the, just barely starting to talk about the porta-potties.
So the consensus is that they're too expensive for the county to actually take care of, and it would be better to just rent them from Big P. I have now called, Jesse's called Big P, I've called Big P, and we've gotten three separate price ranges depending on who we speak with. So they're anywhere from $65 to $80.
Now, when you say
to sell them, is that what you're
talking? No, to pot, to rent. Oh.
So when you say that's just an example of a rental agreement.
Yes.
Because we don't have an agreement with them overtly.
No.
I mean, there's other places that provide it.
Yes, there are.
But that's an example.
We paid through a grant $20,000 back in 2020 and 2021 for them. So the consensus was to surplus them. So I put it on the agenda to see if that was something the commissioners would like to consider doing. So we can get them put out there.
So the sheriff's office is keeping some?
I haven't spoke with the sheriff's office. I just wanted to know if we could surplus, and then I was going to get with the sheriff's office. I've got about five places specifically have asked for them, but I put them out for bid to the community. I mean, I'm assuming that the sheriff's office would get first dibs because they're part of the county.
Well, they wouldn't even go out to bid.
Right. They wouldn't have to for them.
Or any other agency.
Within the county. But if it's a private entity that would want them, then I'd have to do the bid process correct to put up a notice that
a surplus.
A surplus, right. I didn't mean to get on. I meant. Yeah.
How many?
We have eight total. There's three on two different trailers with hand sanitizer, and then there's two on a third trailer. So a total of eight porta potties. I've got pictures. I just barely got these. Jordan went and took pictures for me the other day. And they look, from the pictures, to be in very good shape, so I would hope we would be able to recoup the funds, and then we'll figure out a place to put that money to use to do rentals in the future until it runs out, and then go from there. The liability, it's hard for us to give them to anybody else to use.
Good, how are you?
Most of the entities that have requested them, they are not county entities that would like to rent them and be able to use them, and the insurance is difficult.
Has Dutch John ever counted on them, or do they rent them for their fireworks? My gut feeling is they rent them now.
I haven't heard if they do or not. To my knowledge, our maintenance guys have never taken them over to Dutch John for the Freedom Festival.
No, I don't think they have either.
Not in the last number of years, if they ever did. I know the old Lions Club ones got used over there a few times, and maybe the county ones once. But it's been a while. So this is one case where actually owning them is more expensive than renting. Because we have other issues where that's been the reverse, where people didn't want to rent stuff because we didn't have the value of it. So
by the time we transport them, set them up, pick them up, clean them out, bring them back, it's a higher cost to the county than it is to go through a company that's actually set up to do them.
For county events.
For county events.
Because we're not going to be renting for other events. They have to rent their own night.
Correct.
They're not going to go through us for...
No, they would have to get their own.
We're just not going to be a vendor anymore, in essence, for those other events.
Here in the near future, we should have another restroom up towards the pickleball court. One at the rodeo grounds, and then if we can get funding, we'll have another restroom out on the other side of the rodeo grounds, to where here on this property we probably won't need to rent them for county events. Here we may still have to rent them for maybe like Tower Rock Run, but that would come out of that budget that's set aside for Tower Rock.
My only thought is, I know the road department thought it was going to be a good idea to have some, not for vendors, but for their use to...
They've never used these.
Yeah, that's my point. And then the only other one is emergency services, if they have a need, you know, and if a catastrophic event or whatever happens to where they have a man... not a man camp, but a base. But usually they rent them anyway, so assuming they're available. What's your recommendation from the department?
I'm one of the ones in favor of surplusing.
Okay.
Just because I've stated we can... We can have one brought in cheaper than what we can take care of ourselves, and not have to worry about pickup and return. Not being I've always said that we were in competition with those other entities. Big B and what was the other one?
Ready.
But I'll make a motion that we surplus the port potty.
And it'll be with the trailers and all as one. We're not pulling anything off them. It's the porta potties and the trailers they're attached to, and the whole works.
The trailers were modified to fit the porta potties.
Right,
and
all that. I just wanted to make sure it was the whole.
Whole shebang.
The plumbing and everything goes underneath the trailer.
Yeah, they're nicely set up. I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and a second to surplus the porta potties. All in favor?
Aye.
If we can finish up real quick, then we'll go into closed session. Item number. Where'd it go? The grant, the item number 3, discussion and consideration of UDAF grant agreement.
Is that what Peggy
handed out? Peggy made some copies. Thank you, Peggy. Did you get?
I did.
Here you go.
Yeah. Here.
We've done this the same that we've done prior
years past.
So is it one agreement, or do we have to approve multiple ones?
It's one agreement.
The agreement amount is the $75,000?
Correct.
And your recommendation is to go forward?
It is.
I'll make a motion to, based on the explanation earlier, to approve the invasive species mitigation grant agreement between the Utah Department of Ag, UDAP, and ourselves as Daggett County Green Fest for $75,000 for the period of July 1 through June 30. July 1, 25 through June 30, 2026. Then I'll make it.
Other than the amount, Matt, it's basically the same as last year.
It appeared to me to be identical.
And it's a reimbursement type grant?
Right.
Yes.
Based on, it's just what I'm looking at. It's like it's reimbursement based on providing certain requested information under the agreement.
Correct.
And then is there a conflict of interest issue that needs to be done, or does it just need to be filled out?
It's just filled out. That's just part of their documentation, is that there's a conflict of interest statement that has to be filled out.
That's by statute. It's required.
Yeah. So my motion stands.
State government.
I was going to say whether it was contingent on the... And this has been through Carrie as well, obviously. It looked like she filled some things out.
I think that Carrie has reviewed the UDAF grant contract. Is that correct, Carrie? Are you with us?
I am. That's the WEED grant, right?
Correct, yes.
Yes, I have.
So my motion stands without.
Are you ready for a second?
I am.
Okay, I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to approve the Utah Drug and Food. Is that what it is?
Agriculture
and Food. Weed grant. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, I think that completes all the item on all the open session items. We do have a need for two closed sessions today. The first, I believe, is for purchase exchange. I think they're both for purchase exchange release of real property. I'd entertain a motion to go into closed session for that purpose.
I'll make the motion for that purpose. As stated.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to go into closed session for the purpose of purchase exchange release of real property. All in favor?
Randy ACI.
Matt Tippett's eye.
Jack White.
Okay, so we will go into closed session. We'll switch links. It's 12:03.